Blog Talk Radio
presents the Blog Radio Show.
I'm Joanne Barton, and we've got a great show for you tonight. Before we begin, let's just say thank you again to Livy D. Take a Number. Definitely sound like a hit to me. That's her new song. And we had her on, when did we have her on? What was it? It was the 13th, if you guys want to go back and listen to that. Nice kid. She's a young girl, and she's on her way with her hit song, Take a Number, and it's really good. But tonight, we've got another young rocker. We've got Serafina Sinan. She's a pop rock. She's into heavy metal. Oh, my God, punk, pop punk. And she just loves rock. So without further ado, let's welcome Serafina. We've got a new song by her tonight as well, Serafina Sinan. Hi, Serafina. Welcome to the show.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. Listen, I can't believe you're only 15, and you look like my niece. When I saw your pictures, I was like, oh my God, she resembles Kira so much.
How old is she?
She's driving now and in college, so she's gonna be 18, I guess, at least 18.
That's
I don't know anybody's age. Yeah, I don't know anybody's age. So that's the secret to not getting old. Don't know how old you are. So where are you calling me from?
I'm calling you from Chicago, Illinois.
Excellent. I know I don't recognize that area code. That's okay. Cool. So tell me about yourself. What turned you on to rock? What were you listening to your entire life? What made you such a metalhead?
My dad has definitely made me a metalhead. He always introduced me to new music, and rock has always been his favorite because he was born in the So he showed it to me, and I just loved it as much.
Nice, nice. So tell me which group you listened to mostly growing up that you liked, that he introduced you to.
He always loved that band.
Okay, cool. Very nice. So now you've got a new song out. It's called Left It All Behind, and I believe it revolves around a true story, yes?
Yes, it does.
You want to share?
The story was about a friend that I met before summer and how that relationship had a fallout because she met people who were better than me. And it just sucked because I thought we had it all. I thought we loved each other, but she just left me.
Oh, listen, they weren't better than you. She just, you know what? Jealousy's a bad thing, honey. You know?
Exactly.
And that could be what it is. That green-eyed monster comes out sometimes, and it even happens with friends. So it's sad that it happens, but, you know, as a friend, she should have been happy for you, for your success and what you were into. And if she wasn't, let her go. You ever hear that saying? If it was meant to be.
And I did.
What, hon?
I did let her go.
Good. Now, how long did it take you to write this song?
About an hour.
Yeah, it doesn't take long when it flows like that, when it means something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So now, do you play any instruments, too? You're a singer-songwriter. Do you play anything?
I play piano, guitar, and ukulele.
Very cool. Now, I saw your video. You have some girls playing in the band. Do they actually play on the record? Or not the record, listen to me, on the track?
No, they don't. They are just really close friends of ours.
Oh, cool. So when you play out, they're not in your band when you play out, or you have a different band?
I haven't played out in public yet, but hopefully soon.
Nice, nice. And the song is called Left It All Behind. I think it was released June 23rd, and it's getting some a lot of attention, and you're getting noticed, which is great. So you should be very happy about that, right?
Yeah, I'm so happy about that.
Yeah, and I think you've got like 5 more songs coming down the pipe. When is that happening?
I don't have specific dates, but in the next 5 weeks, hopefully.
Excellent. Well, you come back when you want to let everybody hear those too, because I can't wait to play this for everybody. But listen, I saw here that you've been into music since you were like 4 and into being in the industry since you were 4. I mean, like you said, I guess your father kind of got you into it, but you're also a dancer and an actress too, right?
Yeah, I am. I go to a musical theater school currently, and I'm going to a musical theater camp, which is honestly a blast. It helped me differentiate the different music types, because musical theater is definitely different from what I write and like the stuff that I listen to.
And well, yeah, you're still in school. You're only 15. What am I thinking? Oh my God. Listen, you've got the world ahead of you. You've got everything in the palm of your hands, and you're starting it out right. I mean, nowadays you can become so popular with the internet, and that's the way of life now. So, you know, back in the day, let's see, like in my instance, yeah, I was a musician as well, singer songwriter, but when I was 15, there was a lot of door knocking, a lot of phone calls, where now you just put out a video and let everybody watch it and you blow up. So you came around at the right time, kiddo. Oh, did I say your last name properly? Is it Sanan?
It's Sanan.
Sanan, thank you for correcting me. I'll make sure I do that before we end the show. I'll say it right. Sanan, I apologize. I thought it was Sanan.
Okay.
So listen, how many songs have you written since you started getting serious? Like, when did you really, like, get serious into wanting to be a musician?
I've been getting serious since 11, 12, but I started writing when I was 12.
Nice. Very nice. And now let me ask you about this friend that you broke up with. What was her interest? Was she into music too, or no?
Yeah, we still are going to the same school. It was a recent story before going into high school, because high school was really scary and I had no one because I was going to a new school. And she was supposed to be a friend, but then she ditched me.
Well, I think I know why, and I think you do too. It has nothing with finding better people. To me, I think it's jealousy. I'm not going to lie to you. But so now everybody can get this song online everywhere. Do you have an actual disc coming out too, where people could actually hold it, or is it only going to be available online?
Right now it's available online. If people want discs, you can just DM me on Instagram and let me know.
There you go. Instagram's the word, folks. Instagram's the way to go. So now, the song couldn't have been easy to write since it is personal. But now that it's done and it's out, do you think she's heard it?
I don't think so. And I want to be there when she hears it, because I want her to know that it's about her.
Yeah.
And if she does, she probably will know. Because, yeah.
Well, maybe you should have somebody email it to her.
Yeah.
Does it sound familiar?
Yeah.
Right, right. Now, when you write, I'm curious, when you write, do you come up with the melody and lyric first, or do you actually come up with the music? What's your way of writing, or it varies, depends on what you're feeling at the time?
It varies. For this song, we wrote with the melody first, and then we did around that, and then we just continued on going with the flow of it. But other songs, I just have the music first, and then I write words to it.
Yeah, because you never know which way it's going to come out, right? It comes out in all different ways. And So now let me ask you, now you're on summer break, I guess, right now. So during the summer, what were you doing during the summer? Were you working on music or just enjoying yourself?
Mixture of both.
Well, that's good. That's good. Keep yourself busy, right, and have a good time. So I know I saw something here about when you like, almost like burning bridges to some degree.
Yeah.
Why is that?
It just gives me a sense of truth of who I am and just not letting other people control that.
Very good. Well, listen, don't let anybody tell you what to do in your career, too. You're the boss. You're the boss, right?
Yep.
Yep, yep. You have to listen to them a little bit. You're the one with the final say. So, you know what I mean, kiddo? So,
yeah.
All right. So now the video, you worked with some people. It was filmed in Chicago and Muscle Beach over in California. So that must have been a cool experience, no?
Yeah, it took. I kind of forgot about the video for a while because we filmed it in spring and then we finished it in like spring, summertime. So I'm like, oh, yeah, we have this song we didn't finish yet.
Right, right. Well, it takes a long time sometimes, right, to get things done.
Yeah.
So, but it's a great experience you're having right now, though, right? Are you enjoying yourself?
I love it. I love it more than anything.
Absolutely. Listen, if it's not fun, it's not worth it, okay? I know,
exactly.
You know, everybody wants to be famous or whatever, but if you're not having fun doing it, don't do it. You know how many bands? I finally left the band because I was like, this is not fun anymore. Like, there was such idiots. Yeah, I almost said assholes, but I'll say it anyway. I was working with such idiots that I just said, you know what, this isn't fun for me anymore. And then I just walked away and I never went back. But now you are pretty popular online, right? On TikTok and Instagram.
Yeah.
Very cool. And that's at Serafina Sanin dot Sanin. Say it again, your last name.
Sanin. Yes,
that's what I thought. I said it right. I did. I said it right. This time I said it right. And you can get at that's at Serafina.Sanin. And she's on Instagram and TikTok. And wherever you can find her, you'll find her there. And do you have a website? Do you have a website, Serafina?
Not yet.
Working on it, right?
Working on it.
Very nice. I got to ask you what your nationality is because you look exactly like my niece.
I'm half Indian, half white.
Oh, yeah, because she's Italian, and she really looks like you. She resembles you so much. I have to show her a picture. I didn't share it with her. But, now how's your parents with you doing that? Well, your dad likes rock, so forget it. They must be very happy and excited for you as well, right?
Yeah, both my parents are so supportive of me, and I couldn't have done it without them.
Mm. Are you an only child?
No, I have two sisters. One of them is 21, moved out.
And are they into music and entertainment as well?
They're not into that. They like music, but they're not into, like, making music.
Right, right. Okay. Well, you know, you never know. You never know, right?
Yeah.
No. Now, when do you anticipate performing, going out live or touring or doing anything like that?
As soon as possible, as soon as I can.
Right. So now I guess once you get these six songs, the other songs in a can, you'll have something to go out with other than the one song right now. But, you got to let us know when you're going to go out and let everybody know where they can see you. But in the meantime, you guys can go check her out on YouTube and Instagram and TikTok. And you could hear her new song, which is called Left It All Behind. And I'd love to play it for everybody if you're interested in that, right?
Yeah,
absolutely. Let's give it a shot. Let me find it. Here we go. This is Left It All Left It All Behind, Serafina Sanin. Check it out, folks.
Summertime nights in the last so long, chilling by the pool, it felt like we belong. Karaoke in the face, and no one fishing off those around.
Nice, nice. Very good, very good. Listen, that's definitely, I see you breaking out with the Gen Z crowd with that one, boy. And, you know, everybody has trouble with school sometimes, too. So this is very relatable for a lot of folks out there. I loved it. It's so cool. It's very catchy, too.
Thank you so much.
Now, your other songs that you're going to be releasing, are they upbeat or ballads? Well, how are those going? Are they the same vein around there?
This one's more pop-like. The next couple of songs that we're releasing is going to be more rock-heavy.
Ah, okay, more heavy. Yep, yep. Cool, cool. Now, who is playing the instruments on there?
The people who work with me.
Okay, okay, cool. No, I just wanted to hopefully they're going to go tour with you too, you know, which would be great because then they already know the music, so... It'll be one, two, three, knock it out when you get up there. So now tell me about a day in your life. What'd you do today, and what do you plan on doing tomorrow?
Tomorrow I have to film a video.
Mm-hmm.
Today was kind of chill. I just hang out with my family today.
Yeah. So you got five songs to lay down. You're going to do videos for all five coming up?
Yeah.
Cool. Now, when can we find out when you'll be performing live? I mean, since you don't have the website right now, I guess we're not ready to go out yet.
Yeah, we're just not there yet. We have to wait until a couple songs come out to even think about that.
Right.
So probably sure, but.
Well, now listen, you've been writing for a long time. Is this the first time you're releasing any kind of music where you've gone to a studio and actually laid everything down and produced this full song, or no?
Yeah, the first time for me.
Very nice. You did a great job. It sounds fabulous. I love it.
Thank you.
Yeah, you've got a long way to go, kiddo. And you're so talented right now. So I'm not even going to say good luck because you don't need it. You got your talent. That's what you need. And you're going to go pretty far here.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Anything you want to say to anybody out there, to your fans or anything? Or
thank you for listening. I hope you guys have
absolutely.
A great day.
Yes, absolutely. Well, listen, guys, check it out. It's called Left It All Behind, Serafina Sanin. And check her out on Instagram, TikTok, and website's coming soon. Five more songs are coming soon. And next thing, we'll have a full album, right? We'll do a whole album.
Yep.
So let me ask you, how did you wind up with this, what's the name of them?
NI Music Group?
Yeah, how'd you wind up with them? They found you?
I did a competition called IMCA,
mm-hmm.
and I did a singing competition, and they picked me up from there.
Wow, that's great. Did you ever want to do America's Got Talent or American Idol?
I just never thought about it. I've always watched those shows. I just never see myself there, but if the opportunity arises me, I'll do it.
Absolutely. Yeah, listen, take them while they come. Whatever opportunities come, you got to run with it. Right?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, listen, when you get those other songs together and put them in the can, I'd love for you to come back and share them with everybody. I love the song. It's called Left It All Behind, folks. Check it out. Serafina Sanin. And hopefully we'll see you on the road soon, too.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. Now that you're 15, do your parents have... a problem with you going on the road? Let's say you were to go on the road now at 15, or are they saying no, when you're 18, then you could go? Or are they telling you have to go to college and everything, even though you're so talented and you could probably have a career in music? So are they saying we want you to go to college first?
Yeah, they want me to go to college, but if the music thing becomes big, as I hope it will get, then
mm-hmm.
college can work. For a couple of years. People go back
very
to college
good.
like 20, so I think
right.
I'll be okay.
Right. What are you going to go to college for when you do go?
Probably music, maybe
mm-hmm.
acting.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Well, obviously, you're great at the music thing. I hate asking this. If you had a preference, what would you rather do? The acting, the dancing, or the singing? You could only do
probably
one.
probably the singing, because it just feels more close to home than all the others.
You're more comfortable with it, too. You feel it more, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great feeling, isn't it? To get something put together and then actually sing it. I don't know about you, but when I write, I get the melody and the lyric in the head for like a chorus, at least. I usually get a chorus and build off that. And that song will stay in my head until it's put down in the studio.
Yeah.
And then once it's done, I never listen to it in my head again. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Does that happen to you?
It definitely has.
Yeah. So give some titles of the ones coming up. I'm curious to hear the titles.
We have Nothing featuring Twista.
Mm. Yes.
And that's the only one I can think of coming up right now. We have a lot in the works, so there's a lot coming up.
Yeah, speaking of Twista, speaking of Twista, you're going to be working with Twista and also Wes from Puddle of Mud. How cool is that? How'd you wind up doing that? How'd you hook up with them?
It's mainly my dad making a lot of friends throughout his life. He knows a lot of people. Therefore, I know a lot of people.
Yeah. Now, is your father a musician, too, or is he just loves music?
No, he just loves music.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. So if you were to go to a concert tomorrow, what concert would you go to?
Probably one with my whole family. I honestly don't know. Whatever's near me, I don't want to, like, drive, like, 2 hours to go to a concert.
I was just curious what music you would run to tomorrow if there was a show tomorrow.
I just probably pop punk.
Yeah.
Music.
And mom would enjoy it too. Does she like music like this too?
She wouldn't enjoy it as much, but she'd be there.
Yeah, there you go. Mom's always the one, right? Oh, just do what you want to do. and tag along, right? But, oh, my God. Listen, kiddo, I love the song, Left It All Behind, and good luck with everything coming. Not that you need luck for what you're doing, just good luck that where everything comes together and you get it out as soon as you want. And I love it. It sounds great. Left It All Behind, Serafina Sanin, folks, check it out. And she's got 5 more songs coming out in the summer or a couple months from now?
From now, probably.
Right. But the other one, that will be out in a couple weeks, though, right? Hopefully.
Yeah, a couple.
Nice, Hopefully. Nice. Well, Serafina, it was a pleasure meeting you over the phone like this. And
thank you.
Please come back anytime. I'd love to have you back. And let's play some more music. I loved it.
I'll let you know the next song that comes
out. Absolutely. Very cool. Love it. Well, Serafina, thank you so much. Everybody, Serafina Sanin, check her out on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. The song is Left It All Behind, and more to come. More to come. She's only 15, and she's knocking our socks off now. Can you imagine what she's going to sound like when she's 20, 25? We won't think that far because I don't want to age you right now, right? Because you're having a big time. But I'm just saying, in comparison to how talented you are now, can you imagine how talented you're going to be in more years when you have more experience? So, you know, because just great. Let me ask you this real quick before you go. Do you know how to work on putting down tracks in the studio, or this was your first time even experiencing that?
This is my first time experiencing it. I probably will get more experience soon.
Yeah, because everything's done on a computer now with this mixing and everything.
Yeah.
So you do it right in your own home now, you know? It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure it out myself, but I'm a computer illiterate, so I don't have the skills, but I have it all in my head. I just don't know how to lay it down. And I'm an old lady now, so I'm letting you guys come up for it now, and I love letting everybody hear what you got. So I love it. I love it. I love it. Serafina, thank you so much again. Please come back anytime. I really would love to have you back and play some more music for you.
Thank you.
All right. Everybody, Serafina Sanin. Thank you, Serafina. We're going to close out with your song as well, okay?
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care, kiddo. Have a blast.
You too.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. Oh, man. 15. Can you believe that? Wow. 15. And that was damn good for 15. So anyway, I wanted to mention that Michelle, we had to reschedule. She was going to come back tomorrow, but we have to reschedule. So I think we have the date of, let me check it out. Hold on, folks. Let's see. Where is it? All right, folks, bear with me. And Sora got back to me. No, she didn't. It was somebody else. There you go. Anyway, we are scheduled for Wednesday, next Wednesday, the 26th. So for all you guys that called in looking for your free readings from Michelle Palmieri, I apologize. We had to reschedule. So what do we got coming up? So, yes, we've got Michelle Palmieri on Wednesday for your free readings, folks. I know you guys love it, love it, love it. Oh, my God. Pat Benatar is over at the Bergen Pack on the 29th. Oh, man. I didn't realize it. But we are booking for August now. We've got a lot going on. So hang on. Stick around. Check our calendar out. It should be updated very soon. And you'll see who's going on. And we'll have a good time. So we're going to close out. Have a great weekend, folks. And this is Serafina Sinan. Left It All Behind. She's available everywhere online. You can download it, stream it everywhere you can, and enjoy. Have a good night and have a great, great rest of the week and a fabulous weekend. Take care. Serafina Sinan, Left It All Behind.